Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, I'm not a movies man, never have been, never will be. But I am a guy who loves a good animated cartoon with an Aladdin sort of character. It meets a friendly, lovable genie. And I'm very excited about the live-action remake coming this year. 131060, we did ask, what will disappoint you if it's not included in the live-action remake of Aladdin? I get it. It's off-piste. Usually this show wouldn't discuss such serious topics. But we got there, and we had a jolly old time as well. Producer Jack has got a very limp handshake. We found that out live on the air. We discussed limp handshakes. And Producer Jack, actually, geez, he's got a lot on the podcast. He came up with a link game as well. It wasn't even that good. I don't know why it's made the podcast. And enjoy it anyway.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I'm very excited indeed. Very excited considering that Aladdin is coming back. Real life version this time around. The remake. Oh, yeah. Bit of whole new. I mean, they better have the soundtrack. They better replicate it. They will, won't they? They must. These songs are classic. Robin Williams, of course, playing the genie. Back in the day. A real party starter, that one.
Ali Ababa. Strong as 10 regular men.
I could go on all day.
He faced galloping hordes.
100 bad guys with swords.
I mean, the point of the story is that I love Aladdin. And I'm not a movies man. And Producer Jack, you can vouch for that out there. We do segments all the time. If you can name it, we often give away movie tickets if you can name a movie I've seen. I've watched no movies.
For the last 2 days, you haven't shut up about this, a new Aladdin movie.
I'm all about
it's not that big. It's not like Disney have plenty of other films coming out this year. Lion King is going to be way bigger than Aladdin.
How dare you? How dare you? Bad producing. One strike. No. Aladdin's where it's at, mate. This stuff. This is big band stuff. I'm very much looking forward to the live-action remake. And they've given us like a little teaser over the holidays. For the last couple of weeks, the first trailer for Aladdin dropped. Now, this is a little bit of it. It's not very radio-friendly. This is just it's a bit of a serious tone to start off. Remember at the start of the movie where there's that cave and it's like the weird sort of, it's the talking cave and then it closes in on itself and it's all full of magma? That looks really cool. That looks like a real replica. don't hairs run down your spine, Producer Jack?
No,
you're not getting it.
Sounds all right.
You're not feeling anything. Wow. Oh, this is I've got high hopes for Aladdin. Real high hopes for Aladdin.
Always had high hopes for Aladdin. I also hope they cast a really realistic Jasmine. I hope all the characters are really good at acting. Always had high hopes.
Here's what we're going to do to kick off the show on 131060. A little bit of fun. Finish the sentence game, right? So finish the sentence. I will be bitterly disappointed if the live action remake of Aladdin, ... Right. So I mean, straight off the bat, I'm going to say the parrot's probably got to talk. I'm going to say that's got to be in there. They got to have the parrot talking, one way or another, surely. Producer Alex, you got anything out there you can put this in?
I mean, if the carpet can't fly, then that'll be it.
You need the carpet flying for sure. CGI, you reckon? Or a true Egyptian sort of...
No, it's going to look like a real carpet.
Real carpet, yep. Yeah, you want to sort of see the microfibers in there. Yeah, I can get around that for sure. 131060.
I will be bitterly disappointed with the live-action remake of Aladdin if...
For me? If there isn't that scene where Jafar traps Jasmine in the hourglass and she's drowning in the sugar. Oh, my God. You remember that bit? I remember it like it was yesterday. I was 4 years old. I don't know what little sick thoughts are going through my head, but when Jafar was stroking his long beard, he's got Jasmine under his little spell and she's trying to get out of the hourglass with the sand or the sugar. She gets there eventually, but far out. That's cinema at its finest. 131060, they need to replicate that. Complete the sentence. I will be bitterly disappointed if the live-action remake of Aladdin... ... Calls on the air next. Producer Jack isn't a fan. I know people love Aladdin out there. Give us a call.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
131060, getting very excited. May 2019 this year. I mean, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm not a movies man. Don't care for movies, film, cinema. That doesn't make me feel anything. Apart from one film back in the day. The classic Disney animation of Aladdin. This year, May 2019, it hits the real-life remake of Aladdin. having a bit of fun. Complete the sentence at this point in time. Doing a...
I will be bitterly disappointed with the live-action remake of Aladdin if...
Dot, dot, dot. Fill in the blank. We've had a couple of corkers before, of course, producer Alex out there saying, well, it's got to be a great magic carpet. I'd imagine they would have cast the carpet. They would have picked the carpet before they cast the actors.
I want tassels.
Oh, well, yep, tassels. You've got to have a on each corner.
Yeah.
For sure. Yep, most definitely. Prince Ali's got to be strapping. You want to cast well. Will Smith's playing the genie, by the way. That's going to be good. I've got big hopes for this.
Always had high, high hopes for Aladdin. I also hope they cast a really realistic Jasmine. I hope all the characters are really good at acting. Always had high, high hopes.
2019 hinges on this, I'd say. Pass or fail will be based on the quality of the live-action remake of Aladdin. 131060, complete the sentence. Alicia from Wagga Wagga, you ready to go? I'm going to play the...
Yep.
I'm going to play the sting first, and then you just come right off the back of it, sister.
I will be bitterly disappointed with the live-action remake of Aladdin if...
If Genie doesn't legitimately come out of the lamp.
Huge. Huge.
It's a banger. It has to happen.
You need the money shot. You absolutely need the money shot. Every great video I've ever seen has a money shot. Usually skip to the money shot.
I don't know how they're
going to
do it, but it's going to be great.
He's going to have to squeeze out of it somehow, whether it's a CGI, whether it's some sort of trick photography. They've got to make that work. Will Smith playing the genie. It's a good point. Let's focus on the genie for a little more because, yes, he's got to come out of the lamp. And they actually did their first photo shoot the other day. Front page magazine, he's got Will Smith looking very nice. But people were saying, hang on a second, why isn't Will Smith blue? They want a hue of the blue. Would you agree with the hue of the blue for Will Smith?
Yeah, it's got to happen. It's got to be original, and he's got to fit the mold. Yeah. That's it. He's got a big position to fill, and it has to happen.
Oh, it's a great point that you raise. Will Smith has tweeted very recently, don't worry, I am going to be blue. This is how the genie is in human form. When he's in disguise, he has a hue of the blue. It's going to be a great movie. Thanks, Alicia. Brian and Griffith, you ready to go?
Yeah, mate.
I will be bitterly disappointed with the live-action remake of Aladdin if...
Ariana Grande doesn't get to play Jasmine.
Oh. Great idea. Fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Hate to be the bearer of bad news. They have already shot the movie. I've got the cast in front of me. Not Ariana Grande.
Damn. Her voice would have been perfect for it.
Would have been great. Would have been great. Yeah. I mean, it's the live action remake as well. Her face is obviously going to be great for it as well.
Maybe it'll go to a stage play or an arena show. She'd be great for that.
Oh, and refuses to give up on the Ariana Grande dream of her playing Jasmine one day. Thank you, Brian from Griffith, Brendan in Shepparton. Wrap this up. 131060.
I will be bitterly disappointed with the live-action remake of Aladdin if
they cut certain lines from the movie. There's some classics like Diego the parrot going meow splat during his little speech there. That'd be a...
You gotta have Diego's now splat.
You have to.
It's not Aladdin without a Diego now splat.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Aussie Open, of course, happening at the moment. And a lot of matches to get through. 128 chicks, 128 dudes in the main draw at the moment. They rattled them down. And of course, in week two, that's when all the big stars come to the forefront. But there's a lot of tennis to be played over the first couple of days. That's where on court five, Barbara Strakova and Yulia Putintseva locked horns in a first-round Aussie Open Classic. Most of the play was pretty fair. I mean, some great forehand, some fantastic serve and volleying, especially by Barbara Strakova. But the big highlight that everyone is talking about is at the end of the match, 6-4, 7-6 to Putintseva in the end, 7-1 in the tiebreaker, FYI. They go to shake hands at the end. Of course, every tennis game, great sportsmanship. You finish at the end, whether you win, lose, or draw. You go, you shake your opponent's hand. You look at them in the eye. You firmly grasp, you shake, and you go and shake the umpire's hand. It's how it's always been. Bit of drama has unfolded, and there's some fantastic footage going around, a little gif on Twitter, of the two finishing the match. And they've gone to shake hands. And then both of them have sort of like... It's almost like the Hadron Collider, and they both hit hands and their elbows start shaking and they're both looking at each other and both start having a go at each other. And as an onlooker, you're like, what's going on? You just shake hands. Be gone, girls. Go back. You go into the dressing room. Now, apparently one was shaking too hard. Barbara Strakova reckons the grip on Putintseva was too tight. at the end of the handshake. I played a lot of tennis in my time. I've shaken a lot of hands in my day. I'm a bit dubious on that. I'm a bit dubious because it's very rare to come across a handshake where someone has literally crushed every single metacarpal in your system. I think it's much more likely that Barbara Strakova is a soft handshaker. I think it's got to be that. Do you agree out there that there's probably more percentage that it's Barbara with the weak handshake rather than the other chick with the strong one?
Yeah.
So it's a lot more common.
I've seen the footage and she did it very quickly. Yeah. It didn't
she's
look
a limp
like
fisher.
She was putting any
No, she's
in.
Limp fish. She's limp fish. Yeah. You're not getting your hand crushed day to day with... There's not an epidemic of hard handshakers out there. There is, however, an epidemic of limp handshakers. I hate someone who's got a wet fish handshake. I immediately judge them. I met a bloke at a party. He gives me a limp little wrist, finger caress situation. I've already judged. I'm done. I have no words for him. All my friends have firm handshakes. It's a very, very important lesson. Who are these wet, limpy handshake people? Do they know who they are? Or is it like BO or bad breath or something? Someone's sort of like got to pull them aside and go, mate, your handshake game is not on point anymore. Do they know?
Are you aware your handshake isn't that hard and a grandma's is firmer than yours? A grandma's is firmer than yours. Shake my hand, please, but grip it hard.
If you're going to be shaking my hand, you better come to the party with your five knuckles and make sure that you're there to meet me in the middle. I'm not asking for you to snap my wrist in half, but I am asking for a firm grasp. And I don't think we're up to par as a society with people on handshaking, considering that's the way that we greet people. There's not enough people out there that are handshaking correctly. I'd say one in four, I reckon, are limp handshakers. Pathetic people.
I will purposely sometimes soften my handshake because I don't want to come across as being too, you know, like macho or people to think. Because sometimes when a man shakes my hand and like it's hard, I'm like... Grow up, mate. You're just showing off.
No.
You're just being...
No, you're not.
You're just showing off.
What?
You're trying to prove your masculinity.
God.
You're trying to one-up me.
Why can't we just both be limp fish together and tickle our three little fingers? Stroke my little mole on my left hand. No. No, no, no. You've got it all wrong. Now you're part of the problem, Producer Jack.
I don't think I'm limp, like, but...
Come in for a live handshake. Come on,
okay,
quickly.
Handshake.
Run in for a live handshake. 131060, by the way. Are you a limp handshaker? Are you aware? Is there a reason? Am I missing something here on 131060? All right, come over here. All right. Now, dead set, don't psych yourself out with any, oh, he's too masculine for me or anything. We're just greeting, right? G'day, mate. Danny's my name. Hey.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Oh, that's pathetic. That is crap, mate. What are you doing? How are we even friends? He tried a high five. That was more of a high five than a handshake.
I didn't want to cause any harm. I just wanted us to both leave in a happy spot where we're both just as masculine as each other.
Well, mate, you're a beta cuck with your handshake. You're as feminine as it comes on those. Look, bubbles wouldn't pop in those hands. 131060, you like Producer Jack? Do you have that limp handshake going on? And what the hell is with that? 131060, calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Are you aware your handshake isn't that hard and a grandma's is firmer than yours? A grandma's is firmer than yours. Shake my hand, please, but grip it hard.
I like to consider myself quite an easygoing sort of character. Someone, a salt-of-the-earth sort of guy, doesn't really read into too much stuff and let things just sort of flow as they go. But there is one thing that I cannot stand. When someone, whether it be a man or a woman, bringing a wet fish limp handshake to the introduction party. Oh, no. No, no, no. Not on the hairs of my chinny chin chin. It's a handshake, right? I mean, we've cut millions of years as a society. We've evolved enough to be able to greet people. It's the universal greeting, is that you look at each other in the eye, you put out your right hands, you link up, you grab, and there's an agreed firmness about it, an agreed level of respect, an agreed level of eye contact, and an agreed level of pressure of squeeze. Something that Producer Jack, and I'd say probably 25% of the population, haven't got the memo on just yet. Producer Jack came in for a test handshake just before. He was going on that he likes to feel safe and cozy or whatever, sort of treating the other person's hand like a banana leaf or something.
No, I do not like my handshake to feel like an assertion of dominance. I want it to be like, okay, I am greeting you. Let's both be gentle.
What skewed view? Did no one ever sit you down and explain the handshake game?
I've changed. I grew up with a firm handshake. And
you've softened over the years.
I went back and I thought, I don't want to be any part of this.
This is rare for someone to retract, because sometimes people just aren't raised on that and no one's pulled them aside. We were chatting out there before, someone else, they claim to be a weak handshaker until they're about 19 and an elderly sort of big brother figure pulled them aside one day and whispered and said, mate, you've got to tighten that grip just a little bit. They sat down for 30 minutes practicing. No shame in that. No shame. If only producer Jack had some sort of father figure to take him under his wing, rear him back to the appropriate amount of pressure. 131060 Jake in Melbourne. Now, we're talking about weak handshakers and limp handshakers. I don't know if people are aware that they are the limp handshaker, because people are judging them, but I think it's like bad breath or BO, right? What do you think?
Limp handshakers make me sick.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's the biggest hate of mine. Every time I go out with my missus and I shake a new person's hand, I turn to her and I say, this bloke is a fairy.
Ooh, yes, he is.
Shake a hand like a man.
Yeah. I mean, in this day and age, I'm a little tetchy to go, yeah, you got to be a man and shake it like a man. But I think there is a boy, whether you're a male, female, child, old person, there is a level of squeeze and pressure you have to apply. And for people out there that are now questioning themselves, going, oh my God, am I on par with the firmness? You are being judged by the other 75% if you're a limp handshaker. What happened? Producer Jack, because there's another bit. I'm not going to say his name on air, but let me point to where he sits in the desk behind. You know that guy that sits there? He's got the limpest handshake I've ever felt. Have you ever shook his hand? What the hell happens to you two? Do you even shake hands? Are you just gliding?
We have a nice embrace.
No,
we
you
both
don't.
Leave
no way.
Without any.
No
we
way.
Both know that we're both equals. And
you
there's
got
no qualms about it.
8 skin cells must touch when you two shake hands. Thanks for the call, Jake. Connor, in Coffs Harbour, your brother is a wet fish handshaker.
He's like a wet, floppy fish.
So it's interesting because my father taught me about the firm handshake. You guys grew up in the same household. What makes you such an alpha and him such a sissy soy boy beta cuck?
Oh, no. That's a good way to put it. No, it's not like that. You just... too many people try to break your hands when you bloody shake the hand, and he just got enough of it, sort of like the same sort of thing.
And he's revolted.
He had enough.
He's gone back the other way. Yeah. There is a small movement of people out there that are trying the other way.
In 20 years' time, we'll be the leaders of this.
The leaders? Will you get a stroke us back into your side of the fence? No. We're going to crush you. Crush you.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
131060.
You've been waiting all summer for a brand new radio game that's taken months of planning and thought. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for a Danny Lakey Late Show exclusive. This is...
Link Game?
Yeah! Oh, sorry, I thought there was more to that.
No, that's it.
That's it?
That's epic. as epic as it's going to get.
This is producer Jack's link game. This was the only idea that producer Jack, the head of the show, the captain of the ship, has brought to the Danny Lakey Late Show table in 2019. This was the only thing on his pad. Dead set. A big A4 size paper, big titled 2019 show ideas, one thing written down, link game. And he's been harping on about it for the past 48 hours, saying we need to get this on the air. This is ready. This is prime for the picking.
Yeah.
So talk us through this. You've just came over and you've got two bowls here for me. There's a left bowl and a right bowl. All of them have little scrunched up bits of paper in them.
So let me explain to you the premise of Link Game.
Please.
So basically, I've just discovered this the other night. It may already exist. I don't know. Some other people may already have played it somewhere.
It's a very early into the segment to try and say, maybe a game already.
But I've never known of it before, and I just discovered it the other night when I was lying in bed. Okay. So the point of it is to be able to link up people and places, like random people and places,
right,
through a series of points. And you make the link. So it's kind of like 6 degrees of separation where you can have someone,
right,
and say a name of a celebrity,
all right,
and then you pull out of like a random place in the world.
Okay.
It might have nothing to do with each other, but you have to then think of points along the way that will then they can all tie up and you can make a clear link between the person and the place.
Okay, sounds simple enough.
Yeah,
Let's. So what?
Shall I give? Let me do a little example. Shall
okay.
I?
All right. Well, can I read some?
Okay.
And you can do it. So I've gone down the left bowl here. I've gone Prince Harry. Is that right?
Prince Harry. Good one.
And I'll go down to the right bowl here. What does this one say? New York City.
Okay.
Okay. So you've got Prince Harry in New York City.
Okay.
So what you've got? You're trying to link Prince Harry to New York City.
Yes. Okay. Right. Okay.
Precisely.
Usually I get like 20 seconds to do it.
Oh, okay.
But I'll go. Okay, so let's just say.
I've got a 20-second timer, mate. I'm going to accommodate for you.
Okay. So Prince Harry, Andrew Royal, New York City, dressed as a Nazi.
What?
I'm just thinking of links. Like, I have to think of things. Meghan Markle. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Prince Harry.
Right.
Married to Meghan Markle.
Right.
Meghan Markle starred on the series Suits.
Right.
Suits was set in New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm proud of that one.
Right.
There's no fact-checking either of about on this game.
No, that's all right. Okay, all right. I think I get it. I mean, it wasn't that exciting, but we can give it another go. So maybe I can have a go now. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I'll do one. Okay.
Yeah. You want me to read out? Or?
Yeah. Grab the bowls there.
Okay. Keith Urban is the person.
Okay. And the place?
Buckingham Palace.
Oh, for God's sake. All right, so Keith Urban linked to Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
That's what we've got to figure out.
Yeah.
Okay. 20 seconds on the clock. So could it be like, okay, Keith Urban, he's married to Nicole Kidman. Nicole Kidman has ginger hair. Prince Harry has ginger hair. Gingers live at the Buckingham Palace.
Yeah. Well,
would that be correct?
Yeah. You didn't have to say gingers live there. Prince Harry lives there.
Okay, Prince Harry lives there.
Yeah. Yep. Done. Good link.
I don't know about this. What do we think about their producer, Alex? I mean, we're in the confines of the studio right now. It's hot in here, but you're out there. You can take a breather. You're away from all the action. How's it sounding on the air? It
takes a lot of skill. It's putting a lot into the hands of the listener.
Yeah, I have faith
in them.
No, yeah, I've got faith in them as well. But there's a lot of effort for not much reward at the end.
Well, we'll give them a movie ticket.
Now, I know, mate. Movie tickets aside, I felt minimal joy when linking Keith Urban to Buckingham Palace.
Well, I can't help you then. Obviously,
this is what you were doing, because this was what you said. This is what you were doing on your holidays. You were having a great time doing this.
Yeah, in bed, lying in bed, and every time I made a link.
Is it an app or something?
No, there's no app. I just make them up. It's great. Every time I make a link, it's like a little wind. It's like a little burst of joy in my heart.
Okay.
I thought that everyone else would feel the same thing.
Wow. Well, look, mate. Who am I? Who am I to be the judge of this? 13, 10, 60. Would you like to have a crack at Producer Jack's link game?
Yep.
We'll get some calls on the air next. Because I need to decompress. I need to hear it. I concentrate too much on the game then. I want to listen to it through ears of is it fun or not.
And we got some movie tickets to give away.
Yeah, you keep saying that. If you want to play the link game, give us a call, 13, 10, 60. We'll do it next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
You've been waiting all summer for a brand new radio game that's taken months of planning and thought. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for a Danny Lakey Late Show exclusive. This is...
Link Game?
Yeah, the big idea for producer Jack in 2019. His only idea that he's brought to the show this year so far in his big A4 notepad. We had a little bit of a demonstration before where producer Jack would pull a name out of a hat, a famous celebrity name or something, and a famous place that could be anywhere in the world, and you have to link those two things together. I drew out Keith Urban and Buckingham Palace. Yep. I managed to link the two finally by saying Keith Urban was married to Nicole Kidman. Nicole Kidman has ginger hair. Prince Harry also has ginger hair. Prince Harry has been to Buckingham Palace.
Yep. A perfect link.
Apparently that's a win.
That's a, what, it's a four-step link, I think that was.
Okay.
Which is about average.
This, Keep in mind, this is a game that you just made up and was playing by yourself in your bedroom.
Yeah. I mean, like, anything over a five, a five-stepper is a really good one. You can't just, like...
Oh, I was thinking you want to get less.
No, you want to be able to go,
get
like...
more?
Yeah, you want the more links. Because you can't just go, like, what? Keith Urban has been to Buckingham Palace. Like, you can't just do that. You have to, has to be big, you know... point of separation.
It's at this point I really wish we'd rehash this off the air a little more. Hey, not good signs on the phones either. Producer Alex out there answering the phones. Now, usually, Producer Alex, correct me if I'm wrong, but when we offer prizes and simple games, it's all lines are engaged straight away.
Yeah, red hot.
Red hot. One or two callers coming through.
Yeah. Well, you either know you can do it or you don't, like with this one. So I feel like the people on the line now, they definitely know that they can play.
Okay. Well, look, Rachel in Melbourne, you're first up. Hello, what do you think of Producer Jack's only idea for 2019, the Link game?
Yes, love it.
Yes, thank you, Rachel.
Yeah, there were a couple of people scurrying around the office tonight. We did a quick survey. There was echoes of compulsions to close the gap.
Yeah, they want to play along.
People were liking to scratch that itch. So Producer Jack, he's got the places and the names. So read out a name for Rachel.
So, Rachel, I'm barracking for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Okay, so the first the person is Koshy. David Kosh from Sunrise.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness.
So Koshy, and your place is Maya.
All right. Rachel from Melbourne, please link David Kosh and Maya. Apparently, the more links, the better, even though there's only 20 seconds on the clock.
Okay. David Kosh is on Sunrise. Sunrise is at Martin Place. And. There's a Maya down the road.
Yeah. I was going to go the Martin Place one too.
What is this? There's no end to this game. You can't have as the grand hurrah. Yeah.
I think that was really good by Rachel.
They did link up. They did. But I'm just... There was a very, very minimal amounts of serotonin being released in my brain. Whilst
maybe
listening to any of this.
I'm flying right now.
All right, Rachel, movie tickets to you. Well done. Congratulations. You're
Thank
off to the
you.
Flicks. Christian from Melbourne. I mean, I don't want to speak on everyone's behalf, but we need a real big moment here for this to survive.
All right, Christian.
Yep.
Your person is Karl Stefanovic.
Oh, okay.
And your place is, hold on, Bunnings.
Ooh.
Bunnings.
Karl Stefanovic and Bunnings, 20 seconds on the clock, Christian.
Karl Stefanovic, TV presenter, where he likes to visit Bunnings for a sausage, I guess. I'm not too sure.
I don't know if we can... look,
there's too much conjecture. I don't understand.
He started off well. If it was me, I would go, Karl Stefanovic is a TV presenter. If you wanted your TV fixed, you might go to Bunnings.
Yeah.
That would work.
Yeah, both of them work. Oh, God.
Yes. Good game. Yeah,
good game.
Movie tickets for everyone. Everyone wins. That's always a good game.
Movie tickets for both people that called up on what is traditionally
Sorry to everyone else.
Well, exactly. Sorry to everyone else. I cannot wait to see what you have in store for 2020. Producer Jack, thank you very much.
More Goldies.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.